am KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. K4OIM. How you doing, Chad?
Doing good. How about you?
It's been a good day. Hauled a bunch of trash off today and back up in that driveway up there and got all that trash out of that trailer and pumped the tires up on it and pulled it around back out there in the woods, and I've got it unloaded, and I'm going to pull it down here in the front yard and, well, in front of my shack and paint that thing and get it to looking decent. Trying to clean that driveway out up there. I hate to lie to somebody, but that girl that we bought the place from, I'm going to tell her that the county codes guy come by and told us we had to clean this yard up and get that stuff off that porch or we were going to be fine. Chad, all of her furniture, everything is still in the house.
What'd you tell the county guy?
It don't belong to us. But her husband, which is my step-grandson, he gave me the trailer and that riding mower sitting up there. It's a nice lawnmower. It's got a 22-horse Kohler engine on it. It needs a carburetor on it, and it needs a battery now. But I took the carburetor off and squirted some starting fluid in there and took the battery out of my lawnmower and fired that thing right up. She said she might want it. She don't know it runs. Because it's been sitting up there for about 2 years out in the weather. But she got all that furniture in the house. Stove, refrigerator, double door, refrigerator, freezer, two china hutches and boxes of trophies and stuff that her kids won playing basketball, pictures, tax returns, all that crap. And she keeps saying I'll be back next week and get it, but all she does is come and get the house payment and her checks that she gets for the government for her kids. KO4NUE, K4OIM.
I guess, how long have y'all owned the place? Because if it's over 30 days, then whatever is on that piece of property legally is yours. So I would just, I just tell the county man, you know what, this is what happened. Give me a little bit of time. I'll try to make contact with her, but if you've made contact with her already and she don't come and get it, if it's 30 days after the date of sale, then whatever's on that property, unless the contract dictates otherwise, guess what? It's all yours. So, and there ain't legally nothing they could do. I know that's family, and you want to try to keep things cool with the family and all. But I just, there's no way I'd get a fine. I just tell her, you come and get it by the end of the week, or I'm gonna haul it off. They're not finding me.
Can't even unpack her clothes or nothing. I mean, the bedrooms, her bed's in there. And the chest of drawers and the dressers are full of clothes. In my bedroom, up the closet, there's about, I'd say, 7 or 8, maybe 10, of really expensive porcelain dolls in there. And she acts like she don't care. She don't want none of it. It's just, I'll get it out next week, but she never gets nothing out. KO4NUE, K4OIM.
What you do is tell her, hey, look, county man came by. He's gonna find me. So I tell you what I'll do is I'll hold on to it, but when he gives me the fine, I'm going to, you'll have to pay the fine and make her tell you, okay, throw it away or it's yours. And, but once she does that, then, you know, I guess it'd be on you. But ain't no way I'd, family or not, I'd let the county fine me. There's no way. I'd do what I gotta do with her to make sure that happened. But, on a lighter note, you'll never guess what I did today.
Another antenna, did you?
Went into town and bought me a stick-on gold star. And you know what that gold star stands for?
Oh, you got your answer machine, or your voicemail. And if I offended you or embarrassed you last night, I'm really sorry. I went for it, it was all in fun. You could say I caught you with your pants down, and you left yourself wide open, Chad. I didn't mean to embarrass you or offend you. It was all in fun, Chad.
Hey, let me tell you something, Walt. you don't know me very well, bud. You didn't embarrass me at all, and you don't need to worry about that at all. I went and got me a gold star. Just like Larry said, I consider that my initiation, and I'm going to put that gold star on my hat. I don't know that I'm going to change my dress code if I call the net, but rest assured, I'll have that gold star stuck up on my computer screen and up on my hat to remind me that Walt is always listening, and I need to be careful what I say, because if he hears it, he's going to let me know. So that's okay. I'm cool with it. There's no problems here whatsoever, and I need you to trust me when I say that.
All day, I told my daughter about it, and she said, Daddy, you might have embarrassed him, and that's your friend. You don't know if you can do something like that. And I thought about it, because she and I were going to Spartanburg to the farmer's market. I thought about it a little bit, and I said, you know, hon, I do regret it, and there's another thing I regret about it. And she said, what's that, Daddy? I said, I'm sorry, I really regret that KJ4WZM, Daniel wasn't on the radio to hear that.
I guess both of you would have piled up on me, wouldn't you?
HKX.
Go ahead, Patrick.
I have to say, Walt, I was rolling in my shack last night listening to that, because I had the same thought, and you just beat me to it.
When you get on this radio, it goes worldwide.
I honestly, so I did not know that that's what I said. So what I thought I said in my mind was that I was going to put on some other pair of pants, because what I had on was some old work shorts. And I would not go to that particular individual's house to get a peach pie in my work shorts. So what I meant was that I would change my britches, but what I said was I would put on a set of britches. And I remember Anna was sitting beside me when I said it. She gave me this look, and I didn't think anything about it. I just, you know, I had a lot on me trying to manage all the call signs and all that, and I didn't think anything about it. And I thought, well, why did she look at me like that? And then, bam, when I came to roll call, here it comes. And I just thought, okay. But I'm glad I can roll with the best of them, bud. You didn't bother me at all. And I just hope that, you know, I personally didn't offend anybody during the net last night, because that was not my intent at all. It just kind of came out, and, you know, I responded. The only way I knew to respond to try to get back what I could get, because you got me good, and I got due respect for that.
That called me, all right, Tom, Craig's net's over, and I close it out. I'm going to put some britches on, and I'll come over there and get that peach pie. The first thing in my mind was that movie Howard Stern on there broadcasting on the radio in the nude.
Let me hear it, bud. I want to take all of it in. Because at the end of the day, guess what happens on Tuesday night? And see, Patrick, I've only met you one time, Patrick, but here's what I do know. Is that you are very reserved on the radio, but I can hear in your voice when you're laughing. And I know that you are laughing up a storm right now. Even though that mic's not keyed, I know you're laughing because Tuesday night's coming.
Oh, yeah. I've done some public speaking, so I've learned to keep that to a minimum. And on here, I try to do the same thing, but when you meet me in person, it'll be a whole different ballgame.
I'll tell you is that on the last deployment, I deployed in a leadership position, and in that kind of environment, you gotta have some thick skin. I mean, thick. So I got a pretty good belt to armor up, Walt. But I will give credit where credit is due. You managed to find a little bit of crack. You penetrated it, but I will say that you were able to locate that crack and exploit it just a little bit. But that's okay. I can take it. I'm good with it.
Sleep tonight without worrying about you being offended, huh? Russell, I get y'all mixed up all the time. I didn't know you were back there laughing. I wonder how many more were.
That was still on the net was just rolling. We were just couldn't get to the mics.
I think happened is that I have learned that me and Anna, like I said on the net last night, we like to log into the net and just listen and see who's listening and see what's going on, and that gives us opportunity to get away from the TV and just have some entertainment with the radio, and we enjoy that. And if you pay attention to the net, the people that check in at night are usually a lot of the same people. So I assume that they're doing the same thing, and that they, you know, they're family oriented, and that's their part of their routine, and they enjoy doing that, and that's what the net is there for, and I think that's great. And I have no doubt that the ones that were listening were absolutely having a fit, but I think some of them were like, oh no, what's he going to say? And I just, you know, I'm not like that, Walt. Let's pick and have fun and this, that, and the other. And I'm all for that.
It was like you was on Echo Link. You had to sit back and think what your next sentence was going to be. And I don't know if Anna was coaching you on or not, but boy, I was sitting here dying like...
And I knew immediately what I needed to say. I was just laughing so hard, I couldn't get my laughter under control. I had to step back and just, you know, get my laughter under control a little bit so that I could talk legitimately. But, you know, it's all good. There's no problems at all. And if you're worried about that, you're worried about it more than I am. I just hope that, you know, I didn't offend anybody with the response that I had, and if I did, I am solely sorry. That was not my intent. But if you can't pick and joke around, that may not be a good thing either. But the other thing too is that, you know, it is a family net, and I certainly wouldn't ever want to say anything that offended anybody or their family. So I thought it was just as funny as you did, and Patrick too. So, and that's all good. That's what it's all about.
Good, clean fun. It ain't like what you hear on HF sometime. I have to tell my grandson, he'll come down here and I'm on HF. Now on 80 meters on that group he gets together before the sideband net. And boy, they use some pretty nasty language on there at times. So I have to tell my grandson to, you go on out and play, you know. You don't need to hear this. And that's not ham radio's about. I mean, I seen the opportunity, and it was a good one. And I took it. If I hadn't, oh, mighty. Somebody else is going to jump in there and say something.
I was definitely sitting here thinking the exact same thing, Walt. Don't worry.
Well, I talked with Tom today, and he said, oh, he got you. He got you good. And I just thought it was, you know, I just consider myself initiated. I got my little gold star sitting up here, so I figure, hey, everything you do with people are men and women of skill. You have to go through some type of initiation, and I consider that, I feel honored to be initiated, and I just hope that I'm not visualized by everybody on the net when I call the net as, you know, the guy who is, you know, maybe not in proper attire when he calls the net, but hey. If that's part of entertainment, then that's just the way it is. I can take it and roll with it.
Spent almost 20 years working in a shop full of guys. And when I done the training of the new guys coming in, I always told them, I said, listen, let me give you a piece of advice before we walk in the shop. Check your feelings at the door and pick them up at 5. If not, they'll get stomped on. It's all in good, clean fun in here, but just leave your feelings outside.
And unfortunately, men and women in uniform, as long as I was in the service, they are twice as bad as mechanics on the floor. And I mean, some of it's pretty bad. And if you can't deal with that kind of stuff, then you know you're gonna have a hard time. So I got broke in a long time, Walt. So you're worrying about things that you don't need to be worrying about. And me and Anna both were laughing about it, and we've been laughing about it all day. So don't worry about it. It's nothing to be concerned about. And that's the honest truth. So just don't. But like I said, Tuesday night's three nights away.
Because I'm known for coming back, Chad. You might want to leave it alone, because I will be here fully dressed.
Well, maybe I met my match, so I will definitely bow and concede and say, hey, you know, I'll have to yield to a higher authority, and I'm perfectly okay with that too. That's not a big deal at all. But Patrick, if you're still in there, was it really funny? I mean, was it bad or was it just outright funny?
Oh, it was just outright funny. I was in tears. I was laughing so hard. I mean, I was just rolling.
So those connectors that go on your utility trailer, you know, the wire that goes into the wiring harness?
Sell those, but we do sell the testers for them when you don't wire them up right.
And a few extras up there. I think he's done had to replace three because of his dad. Well, two because of his dad and one because of his son.
You know, Dad is, It's so when he gets on the lawnmower, he doesn't tell me. We swap out cutting the grass because there's a lot of grass to cut, and that's not by my choice now. He wants to cut the grass and contribute, and this, that, and the other. So he gets on it, and he doesn't tell me that he's gonna go get a lawnmower. He just gets on the lawnmower and starts cutting grass. Well, when he does that, I have to stop what I'm doing and go out and move things in the yard, because when he gets on the lawnmower, he's not getting off. He'll run over it, or he'll push it out of the way, or whatever. And if he would just tell me I'm gonna cut the grass tomorrow, it'd be a different story. But sometimes I'll be up at the store, or I'll be out in town, I'll come home, and I'll see grass clippings all over the driveway, and I'm thinking, oh, no, he's on the lawnmower. Let me go see what kind of damage he's done. So in the past 2 years, he's busted the same window out in the bedroom twice, hitting a piece of gravel and throwing it into the window. He's run over the pigtail on the work trailer, on the dump trailer the other day, and if... heaven forbid if there's a piece of trash in the yard, he won't stop and pick it up. He'll just run over it and turn it into a thousand pieces I got to get out there and pick up. So maybe I need to change the way I'm doing things and just get out there and just keep grass cut and don't have. Maybe that's what he's trying to tell me. And that's what I was trying to say last night with Gary.
I can't remember your call sign, but I got initiated. I was the senior operator on the job up there at Charlotte Airport. We was putting in a new runway, and they brought in a brand new Volvo, and I got it. Boy, they give me the keys to it. I went up there, and I jumped in that thing. And the other operators had put, opened up tube of grease and greased up the joysticks. They had the seat full of grease. And, boy, when I put my hand, reached there and put the code in and fired it up and grabbed them joysticks, I jumped out cussing and raising sand. I didn't know I had grease all over my butt and up and down my back and my arms and everywhere. I got initiated.
That's a good one, Walt. That's good. Well, when I first joined the military, the first 15 years of my career was heavy wheel, light wheel, and turret mechanic. And I started off in artillery. And we went on a training exercise, and couple of guys in the maintenance section. You know, the maintenance guys are always, you know, they're different kind of people. They think different, and they do different and things like that. And so they went into town in a pawn shop and bought a rattlesnake mount. It was coiled up and, you know, had it like it's getting ready to strike. And they put that thing in the back of one of the howitzers. And it's not dark, it's not light in there when you crawl up in the back of it. And I crawled up in the back of that thing, and that thing was coiled up, ready to strike. I looked like a ping pong ball bouncing around in the back of that howitzer trying to get out of it. And that was the funniest thing to them. And I learned right then, okay, this is, you know, it's my turn, and I just got to. But, Walt, I'm going to have to peel on out of here. I got a club member trying to call me. So I'm going to be 7-3 to you and Patrick. Y'all have a wonderful night, and I'll be clear on your final.
I think your call is KO4XTX. Not sure. But, Chad, KO4NUE, K4OIM. I'll be clear on your final, Patrick. Waiting on net start.
Chad, have a good evening. I'm waiting on the net to start. And Walt, my call is KO4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, HKX. And I'm 7-3.
All I had to do was look back at my logbook sitting here in front of me. 7-3 Patrick.
Anyone copy me on this frequency?
I didn't get your call sign. This is Kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike, Walt.
4, Sierra Oscar, John. I'm located in Johnsonville, South Carolina. I was copying this repeater, and I don't know where it is, and I don't know if I'm getting North Carolina or somewhere else.
Control here on this repeater on Tuesday night. The repeater is up on Caesar's Head Mountain about 2 miles north of the North Carolina-South Carolina line at an elevation of 3,500 feet. And we up there on WYFF TV's transmitting tower. So we got a pretty good footprint. And you're coming in perfectly readable up here. I'm up in Inman, South Carolina.
For some reason, I have it programmed in my radio, and I think it was one night a guy wanted to play roulette with repeaters, and he gave me this repeater, and I punched it in, and I didn't write down where it was at. I was scanning and heard it, so I'll have to check it out, see how far away I am. I think that's there. I think it's a good ways away from me, so I have to look it up. WT4FO.
You're close to.
A triangle between Georgetown and Florence and Lake City. I'm kind of Johnsonville, small town, 30 miles from the coast.
Got my EchoLink up. Are you on EchoLink?
I'm on my base antenna. And let me see. I'm running a little over 50 watts trying to get that. And I just don't know why I didn't write it down. Thank you.
A DX station up here. It's got to be the propagation. The furthest I've talked to up here, I'm up here on Lake Bowen in Inman, South Carolina. I think I'm about 19 air miles from the repeater. But you are, I don't know, 220 miles away. And you are perfectly readable.
I got a pin. Will you give me the information where it is again? I reckon I could look through my radio settings and see what it is. I don't know why I didn't write down any information on it. So I think it was the guy wanting to try different repeaters, but I think the closest repeater to me for this frequency is 108 miles away. But I don't think that's the one I'm on.
From here, it's at least 108, 110 miles from here to the repeater. We had another contact in there. Go ahead, contact.
This is KO4BDM. I'm reading him loud and clear also. I'm over here in Greenville.
So I'm, what's the call sign for this repeater? Maybe it'll help me find it better. Because I must be further away than I think I am.
4NYK in Greenville.
7.2 miles away. So, that's up there in the sky, too, though. That's probably helping it a whole lot. But I would have never had to hear it that clear at that far away. I didn't get your call sign again. Don't give them to me. I'll write them down and put them in my log so I can remember them next time.
And here is Kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike. K4OIM And we got a net going to start up at 9 o'clock here. And they'd be tickled to death if you would check into that net. So the other station, I didn't write your call sign down. Go ahead and give the guy your information.
4BDM, and Taylor is just west of Greenville. And you're coming in 5x5.
Hey, I don't know why. I think the guy I was talking to was down there in Charleston, and he wanted to try these different repeaters, and I heard it on the scan, and I said, I looked it up. All I have is the frequency. But I appreciate you guys helping on that, and at 9 o'clock, I'll try to catch those nets, because I have another one at 9 o'clock also. But I'll try to catch both of them. I might be in and out checking for you guys. Thank you for it, so.
Help, guys.
I gotta catch another net right now, so I will do my best to check in with you guys. WC4S, I'll be clear.